Paper Love by Sarah Wildman.
My grandfather would not have survived, sanity intact, let alone thrived, if he had spent the post-war decades of his life looking backward. And yet the past was never past, merely suppressed. There were always secrets, always stories, always rumors. There was always a sense of remove, a distance from the world he had adopted, that had adopted him. A sense that only those who had gone through it with him, who had known whom he'd known, had understood those differences, could really understand what the 20th century had wrought. Often in these last few years, I've gone back many times to the one letter I have that he wrote to her. I believe that you once read a book that begins with the words, "I want to write of a generation that was destroyed by war, although it may have escaped its cannons." But of course, she did not escape its cannons, and that generation he describes was really himself, his own, his life. It was he who escaped the cannons, turned his back on death, and embraced a version of life that, if not entirely truthful, became the truth. Sometimes I wonder if my grandfather hoped someone would find these letters, thus ensuring that he didn't let Vali die twice. By doing so, purposefully or not, he enabled one woman not to be disappeared. And yet, there are no happy endings to these stories. Indeed, often, and most discomfortingly, there are often no endings at all. There are still mysteries in Vali's story, mysteries I think my grandfather lived with his whole life. Surely after the war he looked further. Surely he had at some point discovered, if not specifically, that she went to Auschwitz, that she was gone. When I went back to look again at that photo album I found so many, many years ago, the one that prompted my grandmother's devastating comment about true love, I was bowled over by the number of her photos it contains. He kept them out of love, I imagine, but also out of guilt and out of sorrow for her, for his childhood, for everything that was lost.